This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Deborah, Debra, Goodboo, Goodboo. Date of birth 7/6/1956. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Goodboo with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was September 26th of 2023. She has lost 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's trying to lose weight. She is anticoagulated with Coumadin and states that the levels are generally well controlled. They generally just require INR levels monthly. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. She does suffer from arthritis, but does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for that. Medications. She's on the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. She uses Tylenol for pain, also medical marijuana. Bisoprolol is 5 milligrams daily in PROPAF, like Frank, E, N like November, O, N like November, E. 225 milligrams is 3 times a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 276 pounds, pulse is 76, and blood pressure 130 over 98. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/12/2024. Creatinine is 1.55, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 36. Calcium is slightly elevated, 10.4, albumin 3.8. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.5. Hemoglobin 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs monthly. 2, hypertension. Diastolic number is slightly higher at home. Next visit should be an in-person visit, so we can check that manually. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And 4, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.